Well, I'm going to call the meeting to order because we do have a quorum. And you can hear me all, is that correct? Thumbs up, you can hear me? Great. So the time is 6:31 now. I think we started at 5:30 though, actually. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda or any questions about the agenda?
I'll make a motion, this is Randy.
Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor? Patty, you want to do a roll call, or are we going to do thumbs up for a...
we'll need to do a roll call.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Jeff?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
And Randy?
Yes.
Good. Motion passes. Next thing we have on the agenda is the personnel policy, the wording on that. I'm sure you've all taken a look at that. Are there any questions about the wording that we're going to change the word shall to may in the personnel policy 3A compensation? Any questions about that? If not, can I have a motion to accept that word change?
Removed.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Lisa.
Was that Jeff or Michael that made the motion? Michael, okay, got it.
Any further discussion on that? Otherwise, we'll have Patty take a roll call. I don't see any hands raised or anything, so go ahead, Patty.
Okay. We have Jeff.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Lisa?
Yes, aye.
Dave?
Dave, can you unmute?
Questionable, I'm thinking.
Okay.
And I, Karen, don't get upset with me. I'm just, she turns her head. Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Yep.
Okay, sounds as if it passes.
Yes.
Okay, on to our next agenda item. It's the administrative interim plan and structure evaluation. As you know, we have Lisa Treb is serving. And this is policy, the organizational chart is on here, which Karen was going to give us a little bit further copy of that because it kind of got cut off there. But is there any further discussion about that? Or, oh, there it is. Cool, Karen. Or do we have a motion to accept the administrative interim plan and structure evaluation?
Jane, this is just provided for your information. This isn't an action item.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I see that now. Okay.
I do want to let you know that I'm hoping. So at this point, the vacancies we have are the accounting and distribution supervisor, one patron services supervisor, and the HR specialist. So and really the accounting and distribution supervisor is what Linda Treb is serving as, is the accounting coordinator now. So by passing the next item, you would be replacing that accounting and distribution supervisor position with the accounting coordinator. And then the accounting specialist is the position Linda previously held. That will be vacant. We are still working on what to do with distribution's reporting structure because we don't believe that it makes sense to continue a merger between accounting and distribution with the current staff. So I'm hoping to have some resolution by the November meeting on how to handle the vacant patron services supervisor position and distribution. We may end up using some of the salaries from the other vacant positions to accomplish what we may need to do. So the next month, we're going to be spending a lot of time on evaluation of that part of the structure. we will be bringing pieces forward as we kind of determine them. The accounting and the HR pieces, I think, will take us a little longer. We are thinking long range with these changes. We recognize we're going to be going into an era of streamlining at Great River. When we built this structure back in 2015, the issues were internal communication, communication with our stakeholders, and a lot of that has gotten better over the last 5 years. So I think that flatter structure may no longer serve us in the way that it did 5 years ago. And we may need something that's a little more hierarchical going into a more streamlined environment. That right now, I am personally overseeing 12 positions because of the vacancies. So we are stretched pretty thin among all of the departments right now. We have the patron services specialist also out on a 12-week leave of absence. So it's been really hard for us to move new initiatives forward, which in this environment is a challenge in and of itself. So I just wanted to make this committee aware, because it may seem like it's moving fairly fast, but with the dual leadership positions being open at this point, the patron services supervisor and the accounting and distribution supervisor, it's going to make that next phase really important to address. We're just not going to be able to continue if we have one more person go out sick or on leave or find another position. We simply will have to give more things up than we already have.
Madam Chairperson, Jeff Bertram. Karen, what are the pay grade 25 and pay grade 16 salary amounts? Do you know that? Or
I have that right here. 16, the minimum is 1702 and the maximum is 2220. What was the other one you asked about?
Pay grade 25.
25 starts at 2640 and ends at 3444. And both the patron services supervisor and the accounting and distribution supervisor were in pay grade 25. The accounting coordinator position before we merged accounting and distribution together was also a pay grade 25 position.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Karen, did you say we're out of human resource generalists or a specialist? Is that one of the two positions that need to be filled up?
We have an accounting specialist and a human resource specialist position open. They're both 40-hour positions.
So what's the difference? I know what the meaning is, but what's the difference between a generalist and a specialist?
Julie can probably answer that better than I can, because it's her department.
Typically, a specialist is going to be doing more of those administrative things and, paperwork kind of forms and filing and setting up jobs, that kind of thing. And then a generalist, ours is particularly focused on training for the organization. But in other organizations, you might see a generalist doing really almost everything that a manager can: employee relations, helping with benefits, could be even work comp. So sort of the whole gamut of HR functions.
So I appreciate that. So through attrition, are we able to maybe not have to replace one of that position of the specialist in that case? I mean, where the generalist can handle that? Yes, no, maybe?
That's what we're looking at right now. Some of the other things we're talking about are there processes we can eliminate so that we don't need as much oversight? So one of the things we've been talking about is second level EPR reviews. So if a supervisor writes a review right now, we have their second level supervisor review it before it's actually given. And we're wondering, is that something we should continue? Or we have a lot of energy put behind approving the way our payroll transfers are done. So if someone does regular hours versus working a sub in another branch versus working programming hours, those are all tracked as individual budget lines, and there's a lot of time coding that goes into it, and it means there's a lot of errors that need to be corrected. We generally run under budget in the personnel line, and those budget lines are less than a significant amount less than the total budget. So do we need that level of tracking at the branch level if it means a lot more administrative work? So those are the questions we're starting to ask.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Is there any other questions? Otherwise, I don't have any more I'd want to share at this point about that, unless there's something specific you guys are wondering about or would like to see.
I'm good.
Madam Chair, Karen said she supervises, I don't know how many, so how are we, I mean, sooner or later, that's a lot of stress. How are we going to deal with that?
Well, that's one of the other things I'm hoping to address by November. One of our challenges is we have so many branches, which means there's a lot of people to supervise. And so my span of control right now, it without the vacancies, would have been 10 direct reports. And the super patron services supervisors are between 9 and I think 13 in the previous environment when Rachel was still here. The question becomes, how many is too many for any level? Is 12 too many for any level? Maybe, maybe not. And that's where we may end up replacing like that lead patron services supervisor position and creating an assistant director, or go back to having a patron services associate director, and then collapsing some of that structure to eliminate some of the direct reports for my position, because long-term, I don't know that that makes sense. It made sense when we did it because we were trying to advance different priorities. We were trying to have really strong communication with our cities. We were trying to address morale issues. And so putting another layer of hierarchy between the director and the branch might be okay right now. I don't know that we would add a full position, but we might, instead of replacing the patron services supervisor vacancy that's open now, maybe make that position responsible for St. Cloud and then the rest of the department, or I don't know. And like, where does distribution go in the mix? I'm not sure yet.
Is there any other questions for Karen or Julie? Okay, otherwise we'll go on to the next piece on our agenda, the accounting coordinator position description, and we'll need a motion to accept that, or any questions for Karen on that position? It sounds like she just described it pretty well. So is there a motion to approve that position?
So moved.
That was Randy, correct? And
that must have been Mike.
Okay, that was Michael. Was a first and a second on that? Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second
it, Jeff Bertram.
What did you get there, Patty?
I've got Mike and Jeff.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that?
Madam Chair, yeah, a question. What's the pay grade for the accounting coordinator position, Karen?
It's level 25. It's the same as what it was when we merged the positions. If you recall, when we merged them, we did not move the pay grade on the position. We just moved the individual up within the pay grade itself.
Right. And what is, remind me what that amount is.
25. It's 2640 starting, 3444 ending.
Thank you.
Yep.
So Karen, and I really apologize if this is what you just talked about, because my phone is ringing off the hook in the other room with some issues in the county. Did you talk about who will handle those distribution activities?
Currently, the distribution assistant is reporting to our circulation coordinator. I did that simply because they work in the same space. So it just seemed prudent to do that. That being said, there's been a lot of issues we had to address with the vehicles over the last month. So Julie and I have been working directly with Heavenly, who's the distribution assistant, on those issues. Long term, we may move distribution either into that patron services side of the hierarchy or back into collection development, which is where it was when we moved it a couple of years ago. So those conversations are still to be had.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Karen, why did we move that to accounting to start with?
That was when Sartell was just starting up and there were a lot of other things happening in collection development. So in order for Sartell to be a focus, it fit really well with Aaron's skill set to move distribution with accounting. Aaron had a lot of interest in vehicles, so the maintenance parts of that were really in line with his, you know, personal skill set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with insurance claims and stuff, it kind of made some sense. Now that Sartell's kind of on a path, there's less energy about getting it up and running. It's more just maintenance.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other questions for Karen or Julie on that position? Otherwise, I will call for a motion to accept that position.
We've got the motion and the second.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay. So, no further discussion. So a roll call from you, Patty.
All right. So for the coordinator position description, Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
And Randy?
Aye.
Got it.
Therefore, the motion passes.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have anything else on our agenda. The next meeting is November 17th. Otherwise, if there's any further discussion, otherwise we will close the meeting. Is there any other comments, discussion? Everybody seems pretty quiet, so we'll close that and say goodbye to Dave. Is that correct?
Well, is that official adjourn?
Yes, official adjourn at 5:50.